There are three candidates in the race for New York's 43rd State Senate District. Running alongside Republican incumbent Kathy Marchione and Democrat Sean Francis is Green Party candidate Joe Levy. Levy, a political newcomer who serves as treasurer of the Saratoga County Green Party, says he's running his campaign with zero fundraising. He spoke about some of the issues he's been raising on the campaign trail.
Well, there are several. I'd like to see marijuana legalized for personal use. I'd like to see it taxed, and I'd like to see the funds used to pay for tuition-free higher education, vocational, technical, and academic. I'd like to see better engineering and construction techniques used on bridge and roadway projects so we don't have to spend five times the original cost to rebuild the Tappan Zee Bridge. I'd like to restructure NYRA, which is the New York Racing Association, but as a private-public body, not a completely private body. And I'd like to see the development of small business incubators by rehabilitating abandoned and underused industrial buildings.
How are you sure about your chances of winning? And are you using this to generate conversation, or are you confident you can pull off a win here?
Well, no, I'm realistic. I'll be happy if I get a few thousand votes out of the 200,000 registered voters. But I'm really doing this to stimulate conversation and to introduce people to the local Green Party. A lot of people think the Green Party pops up every 4 years with a candidate for governor or a candidate for president, but I really think the Green Party's strength is in running local candidates. I'm thinking ahead to 2017, where there'll be local elections in Saratoga Springs and Saratoga County, and many of the incumbents run unopposed, and I'd like to see Green candidates in those districts.
Are you interested in any of those positions yourself?
Yes, I'm actually considering a run for a county supervisor from Saratoga Springs.
And you're a Saratoga Springs resident?
Yes, I've lived in Saratoga Springs for 30 out of the last 45 years. And the other 15 years I was in Quaker Springs, which is in Saratoga County near Schuylerville.
And what do you do professionally?
I used to be a professional photographer. I was a professional photographer for 35 years, mainly working for museums and art galleries. I was the curatorial photographer at the Hyde Collection for about 5 years, and then I worked at the Albany Institute of History and Art for 20 years as their curatorial photographer. But for the last 15 years or so, I've had a high-end audio business, fabricating amplifiers, high-end cables and other custom electronics for high-end audio hobbyists.
So what about your background do you think is beneficial or would be beneficial in holding public office?
Well, I have a background as a small businessman. I've had at least two businesses that I've managed to make a living at. So I understand some of the issues that small businesses face. I've also, at various times in my career, worked for state, local, and federal agencies, so I have an idea of how they work, you know, from a bureaucratic point of view.
And have you ever held office before?
No, this is the first time I've run for public office.
So why make the decision to run?
I think it's a civic duty. I think, you know, people complain about what's happening with the legislature, and they're afraid to get out of their seat and actually do something about it besides rant and rave and write letters to the editor. So I'd like to, I thought it would be a good idea just to get up and introduce the Green Party concepts and, you know, perhaps change the direction of the conversation.
What do you think about the Green Party is right for this district?
Well, I think the Green Party is committed to ecological issues, and we have a largely agricultural district. So issues like toxic pollutants are important to residents, and fighting toxic pollution is one of the pillars of the Green Party platform.
Of course, we've seen that out in Hoosick Falls. Have you been out there?
I have been to Hoosick Falls, but I haven't stopped for any photo ops.
One of the things that was discussed at the League of Women Voters Forum last week was public financing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your stance on public campaign financing?
Well, we actually already have it. If you're an incumbent, you're entitled to send out what are called legislative updates paid for by the state. And Kathy Marchione has taken advantage of this to the extent that she has spent $400,000 of New York State taxpayer money sending out some very fancy mailers. Now, we could take that $400,000, knock off $250,000, and take the remaining $150,000 and divide it between the three candidates. We'd not only have public financing, but we'd save the taxpayers $250,000 in this district alone. You know, keep in mind that every legislator is entitled to this sort of privilege.
Now, you have a week left before Election Day. And so you have a very interesting campaign with no fundraising. What does this final week look like for you?
Well, this interview is really sort of wraps it up. I've had some really nice coverage from the Glens Falls Post-Star and the Schenectady Gazette. And again, I thank WAMC for this opportunity. I'm actually going to relax, come over to the Tang on election night when there's a big all-party party. And I will probably be the only real candidate in the room, and but I'm going to be celebrating with everybody else, and not just my friends in the Green Party.